In this next podcast, we're going to look at the sacraments. The sacraments that you will learn about in this particular GCSE RE course will be baptism, Eucharist, and marriage. Marriage you will cover in paper 2. But in paper 1, the two sacraments that you will look at are baptism and Eucharist. Let's start with baptism. Sacraments are holy rituals that outwardly expose an inner spiritual experience. These are rites and rituals through which the believer receives a special gift of grace for Catholics, Anglicans, and for other churches. The first sacrament we are going to look at is baptism. For many Christians, baptism is the initiation rite by which people become members of the Christian Church. In baptism, the person is formally acknowledged as the child of God and receives God's saving grace. The person's sins are forgiven and he or she enters a new life with Jesus Christ. Many people believe that infant baptism is the beginning of a person's life in Christianity, and as we know, washes away the sin of Adam and Eve and their eating of the forbidden fruit. When John the Baptist baptized Jesus in the Jordan River, two extraordinary things happened. A voice from heaven said, "You are my son," which seemed to indicate God telling us that he was indeed Jesus' father. Another line from the Bible that gives us further evidence of the approval of baptism is it says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." This seems to show us that Jesus' baptism set an example for his followers to be baptized in order to receive the Holy Spirit and begin a new life in the Christian community. There are two types of baptism that are practiced. The first is infant baptism. Infant baptism is done as a baby. Now, people might ask why a baby who is too young to sin should be baptized. Catholic and Orthodox Christians would say everyone is a descendant of Adam and Eve who committed the first sin. Everyone has a tendency to sin and need salvation, even a baby. Infant baptism removes this original sin. An infant baptism, a child is welcomed into the church as soon as possible and the parents are able to thank God for their new baby and celebrate the birth with family and friends. Generally, during the ritual of baptism, the priest or the minister would say, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," while pouring blessed water over the head of the baby. Godparents and parents promise to bring up the child in the Christian faith. Another type of baptism that is done is called believer's baptism. This is done in churches such as Baptist or Pentecostal. This is because they think a baby is too young to understand the meaning of baptism, so therefore should wait to become an adult so they're old enough to understand if they want to do it and what it's all about. They believe that baptism does not save a person. It is someone's conversation to living a life dedicated to Jesus that is important. Therefore, the believer must be old enough to come to a mature decision about their faith. Generally, people who have believers' baptism are following the example of Jesus himself. As we know, Jesus was baptized as an adult by John the Baptist on the River Jordan. Therefore, some Christians believe that believers' baptism is a more important ritual for them, simply because A, they follow Jesus' example, and B, they understand what exactly is happening, whereas a baby does not.